This morning, we're joined by Verlinda Henshaw. She's the Executive Director of the SH Rehabilitation Services. Verlinda, first off, morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. It's a nice, beautiful Friday morning.
Yeah, and even more so nice weather. And some people saying, you know what, it's going to be 88. It'd be nice to be able to eat inside. So, I got a couple of things I want to ask you about some announcements made by SIH earlier in the week when it comes to some of the limitations posted or placed on hospital visitations. But before I got that, I was going to abuse your goodwill about the workplace if I could.
Sure, absolutely.
You've been working and have done some work on reopening your business in the age of COVID-19, and I was kind of curious. I mean, you've got the IDPH who develops the guidelines, but it looks as though SIH is helping people to achieve the goals of those guidelines.
Right. So at SIH WorkCare, we work with businesses in a variety of manners throughout the hiring process and any work injury process. So when COVID happened, obviously businesses were very concerned about how to handle these situations. Now that we're hitting phase four and they're able to reopen, we were able to pull together some resources from IDPH as well as the CDC and partner up with even the Chamber of Commerce to be able to put this booklet together just to help them help businesses have all of the information condensed in one place so that they can really try to do safe practices while they're reopening.
I just feel that if we took the next 7 minutes and repeated the word masks over and over again, we'd be there. I mean, that seems to be right now the premier point, not only of contention, but many people believe the key to being able to stop and slow the virus.
Correct. Correct. And that is that continues to be the CDC and IDPH's recommendation is the universal masking.
You know, the single points of contact are interesting locations. Now, I have not seen many people talk about this, but I think when it comes to business being open, cash, limiting cash is brought up in there, but also those points in which we slip our credit card in there and have to use our PIN numbers.
Right, right. And so, I think in our guide, one of the things is wiping those things down repeatedly after a customer. I know I'm pretty conscientious myself about using it or keeping something to make sure I've wiped things off after I've used it or as I've gotten back in my car, from using my credit card. And I think those are just important things for people to keep in mind when you're out. I mean, this virus hasn't gone away. It definitely, we've been very fortunate in Southern Illinois, but as we open up, I certainly don't want to see us have scenarios like some of the other places in the United States.
So clean the keypads, and sometimes you'll find there's pins where you've got to sign. I know at the grocery store I have to sign with a pin, right? So clean those every single time is the guideline here. Every time somebody's used it, clean it.
Right. And, I think a lot of businesses in the area have done a really excellent job of changing some of their business practices to avoid how much contact, that point of contact. So some of them, I know I've been to a couple of places that are asking, can I sign for you? Do you want your receipt? Those types of things. So those are also great practices by businesses who've been flexible to change with the scenarios that they're being faced with.
So you've got a lot of experience in this. We're speaking with Verlinda Henshaw, Executive Director of the SIH Rehabilitation Services. When you take a look at all this material and you digest it and you say, not necessarily a grocery store, we've been going all along, but a restaurant inside, I think, what's your thoughts? What's your takeaway on most effective and don't neglect this portion? I did note that there was a section in this just published document talking about deep cleaning, which I thought was interesting. I was wondering if you had a takeaway.
So, yeah, I think most of the businesses have had the opportunity because they have been closed to the public. There hasn't been a lot of traffic through them, and they've taken the opportunity, I know, to some of the businesses that we've talked with have taken that opportunity to deep clean. And then, what's that look like? And that's why we really wanted to provide the guide is to to help them. What does that look like every night? What's that look like in between customers? You know, I hear a lot of, people talking about, well, if I'm with my family, I think the distancing of the tables and not being at full capacity. And, you know, if you're sitting at a table with everybody that you live with, it's kind of a moot point to have a mask on in that instance. But, you know, with the waitress and those types of things coming up to the table, it's really that cleaning practice that happens not only at the end of the day, but in between each one of the customers.
Last Tuesday, things changed when it came limitations on hospital visitors. Some of those were lifted for SIH facilities this past Tuesday.
Right, correct. We are now, our visitor policy has been scaled back a little bit. We now allow you to have a visitor with you during your starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. So you can have one visitor come in with you.
Right, 11 to 7. And, you know, this has really been interesting when I've talked to, and not necessarily in this area, but I've talked to other people in the state going, my son had an appendectomy, and they said, my wife and I can't come, and he's 13. You know, and I know you've heard these stories too, and some of those have involved end-of-life scenarios, and that has also changed at SIH.
Correct. We have, and I know that's been it definitely is such a hardship for families, and I know from the healthcare standpoint, I know the providers on the front line, the nurses, it's such a heartbreaking scenario to have that situation where it's end of life and you weren't allowed to have be there with family members. But so we're really glad that we were able to start looking and lifting those restrictions and allow the visitors to get back in.
And you know, it's interesting because somebody says, well, the restrictions have been lifted. It doesn't mean the screening has been lifted.
Correct. And I think that's something, you know, businesses are going to be relying on is to make sure that their employees are screened, that we don't have employees that are coming to work sick, that we're taking advantage of whether it's self-reporting and temperature checks, that businesses are really following that. We've been establishing, SIH has been working with several businesses throughout Southern Illinois to help them get those questionnaires, get their screening, doing some training to employees on, you know, how to take the temperatures with the different thermometers, also on wearing the mask, how to take the masks off and on, and any other PPE they might be wearing, and then also how to clean those and what that process is.
Yeah, I read that in yours, and I was talking to Bart Haxton yesterday, and he was kind of like, well, you know, as long as people are using it, it helps. But I did note, living with a healthcare professional, I've been getting several tutorials on the proper use of face masks.
yes, they did. It's always interesting to walk into a business or somewhere, and you see the mask down below the nose,
yeah,
on the chin, and right.
And then watch them in press conferences where they take and hold the cloth in their hand, fold it into four quarters, and put it in their pocket. And I'm like, well, that kind of. I still think the one that I saw with the woman who crocheted it with the big holes in there, I still think is the winner on that count. So, but there is a right and wrong way, and I think a lot of people are going to be. I'm just making fun of the fact that I've gotten a tutorial on it. I think a lot of other parents are going to be giving tutorials from the looks of it when it comes to going back to school in the fall. So,
yeah, it sounds like it.
So, for Linda, you're going out for dinner tonight. You're going to go shopping tonight. You're going to go to the gym tonight. All right? Maybe you're going to go to all three. What would you do, reasonable common sense measures, before you went out and did any of those things? What would you do?
I'm going to have some hand sanitizer with me. I'm going to probably have, if I'm going to the gym, I'm definitely going to make sure there's sanitizing wipes around so that I can wipe everything off before I use it, and hope that everyone else is doing the same. In and out, if I'm shopping, I definitely, with people in and out, I would wear a mask. I think that's important. I'm a healthcare worker. I'm in and out of patient care areas throughout the week. So I think that my wearing a mask is protective of, you know, other people, not protecting myself, but protecting other people. And just making sure, looking at what the practices are of the places that I'm visiting, making sure those businesses are being responsible and you know, can they answer the questions about how they are taking the precautions?